Hello, this is Holly, and I wanted to thank all of the many loopers who have left a reply comment with regard to my post sharing a tribute written about my dad. He was a wonderful man, and I'm very proud to be able to claim him as my dad. Bianca asked about my grandfather know, being known as the Holly Man and the fact that my name is Holly. And I think I've shared this story with a few loopers, but will share again. My mother insists quite adamantly that the fact that my grandfather and father sold holly trees and that there were many holly trees on the nursery where I grew up has nothing to do with the fact that my name is Holly. She claims that one day, as she was working on the nursery, the then editor, I think chief editor of the New York Times, but an editor of the New York Times, came to the nursery looking for plants. Spent quite a bit of time walking around the nursery, husband and wife and baby in a baby carriage, and the baby was a beautiful, adorable, blond-haired, blue-eyed little girl named Holly. And my mother claims that ever since that visit to the nursery, she told herself that if she ever had a baby girl, she would name her Holly. As it happened, she had a baby girl, me, and I had blonde hair and blue eyes, bluish eyes, and she named me Holly. As a child, I was teased quite a bit about that name. I had many nicknames as a kid. One of those nicknames came on the school bus. Riding to school, I was picked up on the bus, and shortly thereafter, some years and some years shortly before my stop, there was a boy my age whose last name was Wood, and people, peers, thought it was really funny that our bus had Hollywood. Holly, my name, Wood, Tom's last name. And so, when the two of us were on the bus together, people would say, "Hollywood, Hollywood." And it was rather silly, but one of the ways that I was teased. Anyway, probably more information than you needed, but hopefully some useful English language listening practice, and hopefully a smile or two. More questions? Please ask. Bye for now.